All right. Message. God's been speaking to me, or Holy Spirit's been speaking to me a lot about wilderness. And that's something that I can speak a lot about, you know, because I have had plenty of wilderness experiences. And just like every person in this room, you know, we have wilderness experiences. And you know, God is a loving, kind, considerate God that wants to take us through it. Now, sometimes, you know, that, you know, we don't see that. We don't see His love and compassion on our lives because, you know, we're so busy fighting what it is that's happening in our lives that we forget, you know, there is an amazing and wonderful God that loves us, cares for us, and wants to see us through this. Now, you know, and reading the Bible, you know, you look at Moses. That was an incredible wilderness experience. Now, I do not want to be like Moses and go through that wilderness experience that he had. He went through 40 years in the wilderness, you know. And the reason why he went through that was because God was doing something in him to lead his people into the promised land. And, you know, and at the end of that 40 years, he was the meekest man on earth. So humble, so caring, you know, all of those things. And look at what God did to him after that wilderness experience. You know, he elevated him to an incredible position, you know, and he was a friend of God. You know, he met God. And, you know, and one time he came down from the mountain and, you know, he glowed with the radiance of the glory of God. And so understand, you know, you may not go through that, what he went through, but you will go through wilderness experiences as God starts to build in you what it is that he wants you to do in his kingdom. Because, you know, we are not here for us. You know, if you think you're here for you, I'm sorry to disappoint you, you are not. You are here for the glory of God. And, you know, he wants to use you, or not use you, he wants to be with you as he guides you to the things that he wants you to do. I certainly couldn't see that. You know, when I was going through some wilderness experiences, I certainly couldn't see that. But God always was loving and caring towards me, and I certainly didn't see that until I come to this amazing church. You know, I'd been through some stuff, you know, like each and every one of you. You know, I'm not alone, and it's not all about me. You know, it's all about my walk with God, my walk with Jesus. You know, and until I actually came to this church, I had no walk with Jesus. And so he took me from, you know, a place of absolute rubbish, because that's where I was at, and he's made me into somebody that's not as bad as I used to be. And I am going to continue to go on, because I, you know, now that I've had a taste of Jesus, now that I've had a taste of the power of God and how he does things, you know, I just love, you know, I love the feeling of the Spirit of God. You know, when they were singing, you know, the presence of God was quite thick in this room. And, you know, there's something that he's doing with each and every one of us. You know, some of you are going through incredible wilderness experiences. Some of you have gone through them in just recent days and you've now starting to see breakthroughs in your life. You're starting to see some things changing in your life because that's what God wants you to see. He wants you to know that there is a God in heaven. He loves you and he wants you to have the best. You know, he wants you to have your heart's desire. And so, you know, I was talking to a gentleman today and he has started to see breakthrough in his life. And I spoke to another gentleman at the men's breakfast and he was starting to say things that had starting to break in his life, you know, because he started to pray to God. You know, him and his wife started to daily pray to God, you know, and to give him the glory. And so, understand, you know, that's where we all need to be. I don't know about you, but prayer was not something that I was very good at when I come to this church. You know, but it's something that, you know, because I thought I had to be something really, really special because I heard some of these people pray and I thought, well, I could never do that. You know, and when I first went into, you know, part of the prayer team, you know, somebody asked me, would I do that? And I said, I couldn't say no. And said, yeah. And when I went in, that scared me big time. But God was graceful to me and he helped me through that. And, you know, and I've been with that prayer team ever since. And so, you know, am I a better person because of what God's done in my life? Absolutely. You know, he has taken me through some wilderness experiences. And they're not over. You know, we're going to go on. You know, we will have tribulation. Praise the Lord. But he will take us through each and every one of those things. You know, my plan is to see out God's plan for me on this earth. You know, and no matter what gets thrown at me, I want God to be the major part of my life. I want God and Jesus to be the one that is always standing by my side, the one that's always helping me through all the things that I need to get through. You know, because that is God's purpose for our life, as long as I don't get in the way. Have I gotten in the way? Yeah, absolutely, plenty of times. I better start some of the scriptures. Could I have that first scripture, thanks? All right. What God's saying here with Isaiah is that, you know, not to think about those things that, you know, like I used to do this all the time. You know, I would constantly keep going back over that same old ground. And I never ever seemed to progress because of it. I just kept going round and round and round in a circle. And this is what he's saying. He said, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. So all that stuff that's happened, you know, forget it. You know, those things are called, behold, I will do a new thing. Praise him. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, for me, that is quite self-explanatory. That says, where there is no way, I will make a way. Yep, that's what that's saying. Where there is no way, I will make a way. And, you know, and he is capable of doing that. And so we just need to stand in awe. Well, I stand in awe of him all the time. Every day I thank and praise him, and I can never find the words, to be quite honest, how I actually feel about what he's done in my life. You know, if it wasn't for him, I would not be here. If it wasn't for him, you know, I would be dead on more than one occasion. You know, apart from the alcoholism, you know, God can do anything. And, you know, I was called up to national service, and I did national service. And I thought I was pretty hard done by, because my birthday falls on the 26th of January. Make a note of that so you can send me a present. That's Australia Day, while we still have it. And I was the only one in all of that intake that had my birthday on the 26th of January, right? Every other person, there was not one other person there. It was just me. And so God has since shown me that the reason I was there was so that I could continue to do his work in the kingdom. And then he reminded me about what happened to my friends. And I had, before I went in the army, they used to call us the Three Amigos. There was three of us together, and obviously, Three Amigos, three people, yep, okay, we got that, yep, okay. And we went everywhere together, and I had a Zephyr 6, Mark II Zephyr, and when I went in the army, I sold it to these two guys, because it was a good car. And anyway, one day they were going to the pitches in Mora. They come around the corner, straight into the back of a tractor. They were killed instantly, and if I had been with them, there would have been three fatalities. You know, God, I didn't thank him then, but I certainly thank him now. You know, for what he's done in my life is just, you know, that's just a scratch of a scratch. And I know there's people in this room that have got a greater story than that, but I am just so, so happy that, you know, even though I thought that was a wilderness experience, you know, going in the army, but I was smart enough not to get upset over that, because I didn't want to spend any more time in there than I had to. Wasn't it a good experience? Yes, it was. Taught me a lot of things. Because everybody thought I'd end up in the brig because I was such a cheeky person. But that didn't happen. All right, so that was good. All right, so God brought me through that. You know, and he's brought me through a whole heap of other things, you know, and I know there's people in this room that have gone through a lot worse than that. You know, but God's plan for you was from the beginning of time. And he slowly but surely corrected me and pushed me into the right direction, or guided me into the right direction. And until one day, you know, I ended up in this church. I met Pastor Reg Marias, and that changed my life forever. I also had a personal encounter with not a face-to-face encounter with Jesus, but, you know, the presence of Jesus was upon me, and that I will never be the same. And I will always be chasing after him, because that's, you know, even though I do have wilderness experiences, you know, Moses had them as well, but he always had God with him. He always had Jesus with him. It was amazing. And so that next scripture thing. And this is what he does. You know, as long as we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, this is what he does. He turns the wilderness into pools of water and the dry land into wellsprings. So he actually can do anything in our life. You know, we think of all the bad things that are happening. You know, we concentrate on all the rubbish that's happening in our life, but that's not what God wants you to concentrate on. He wants you to concentrate on him. You know, he wants you to trust him. You know, look at Moses. Once he had been through that wilderness experience, he trusted Jesus or God implicitly. Yep, and look at what he did. Righto. And I don't know about walking a million Jews through the wilderness for 40 years. I don't know. You know, I think that takes somebody special, and he certainly was. You know, God thought he was pretty special. You know, because of the face-to-face encounter. You know, the encounter with God, that closeness of God. Can I have the next one? And so we know that, you know, no matter where we're going, no matter what we're doing, you know, we've got to understand that, you know, he is never going to leave us stranded. You know, when he died on the cross, you know, his grace covers us. And, you know, he says in Corinthians, he says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness." And so we are weak. You know, I always thought that I was a strong vessel, and I found out that I'm not. You know, God is the strength, I am the weakness. And the weaker I get, the more powerfully God can use me for whatever he wants to do. And I don't really care. You know, I just do everything. You know, if I'm asked, I say yes. You know, if it's to do with God, not a problem. If it's to do with anything in this church, not a problem. Yeah? As long as it's coming from him. I better clarify that. "Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And so, you know, understand that, you know, God, Jesus, is working in us. He's given us this strength. Allow him, you know, trust him. You know, if you've ever heard me speak before, you know that I used to have trust issues. And that was something that I was, you know, it's probably from my childhood, with different things and different people. I just didn't know how to trust people. And, you know, because people let me down. And so, you know, the only way was my way or the highway. And so I become this very, very insular person, you know. So I created my own wilderness. You know, I made myself this incredibly tough vessel that nobody could crack. You know, nobody could get in through that armor that I had put on me. You know, but I didn't know Jesus, but he certainly kept me under his wing. He certainly nurtured me. He certainly guided me. He certainly was doing all those things in my life, even though that I was not aware of. You know, the day I was in the army, as I said to you, one day I got absolutely drunk on vodka and I walked across the Bruce Highway full of traffic, and I never got, well, apart from people abusing me, that was the only thing I got. I just walked across, well, I didn't walk across actually, I staggered across. You know, and how I got across there, I will never know, and people that saw it didn't understand, but I guess now I know, You know, God's purpose for my life was not for me to get hit by a car or a bus on the Bruce Highway in Brisbane. All right, so understand, God's plan for us, is yes, we will go through wilderness areas and hopefully you'll learn by your mistakes. And if you don't learn by your mistakes, you will continue to get those wilderness experiences like I did. I was not learning, so I kept repeating the same thing. I kept going through that same stuff over and over. And eventually one day I woke up. I didn't know that it was, God in my life. I didn't know Holy Spirit was trying to do that, because I had a Roman Catholic upbringing. That was not something we spoke about a lot. We spoke about a lot of other things, but not those. And so my wilderness experience had light shone on it when I came into this church, when I started to read the Bible, when I started to understand something that was written in it. Because when I first started, it was gobbledygook. And for many, many times, many reads of the Bible afterwards, it was still remain gobbledygook, because I wasn't doing it the way I should have done it. I was doing it as a job and not as for God to shine his light on me. It was a chore. He said that I needed to read it, and I'll read it. And so that was it. And so I read it, and I got nothing from it. And I read it from cover to cover. Did I have problems understanding the words and the names? Absolutely. Do I still have that trouble? Absolutely. Every now and again, when one gets me really uptight, I listen to it on the audio to try and get the pronunciation, right? All right, next one. And so understand that, because we go through these wilderness experiences, we need to know that, that we can get through them. And, this last, 2 years, I guess, God's been doing some amazing work in this church, and he's been doing some amazing work in each and every individual in this church. And so therefore God has been guiding us and teaching us and taking us, through wilderness experiences, because without that, we don't learn. We don't get the elevation, and we don't, get what it is that God's trying to teach us, what Jesus is trying to teach us. But he is capable of doing it. Because I didn't know him, I struggled with Jesus. Because I didn't know what it was that he wanted in my life, I struggled with him. And so that trust issue thing, I did not have a trust in Jesus, because I didn't see him as that individual that could turn my life around, like this says, who is able to abundantly, above all that we ask or think. This is a God that can act on what we think. He can do anything according to the power that works within us. And so as a Christian, the power of God works in us. Holy Spirit resides in us. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and that was a mind blower for me as well. He knows everything I know. Well, he knew that before I knew him. But I still struggle with it. I still struggle because, that's where my head was at. Still going through these wilderness experiences, still going through those things that happen in our lives, when everything just gets turned upside down and you can't see any rhyme or reason. But the moment you focus on Jesus rather than the problem will fade into insignificance. As Jesus starts to work in your life and starts to change those things that you've been asking and praying. For me, I can tell you right now that the things that I do now certainly work for me. I quote scripture, I do all of those things, I thank and praise him, I do all of those things. The moment I wake up, the first thing I do is I thank and praise him because I've woken up. Which is not a bad thing, because if I hadn't woken up, I'd be in heaven. So a win-win for me. So it's not a problem. But I would be anxious and annoyed if I woke up in heaven and I hadn't completed what he had for me. I would be upset that I hadn't walked in everything that he wanted me to do. You know, rather than moping and grizzling about the stuff that's happening in my life, you know, I now give myself a kick up the backside and tell me to get on with it. You know, get over it and get on with it, sunshine, you know. Everybody else is going through this stuff. You know, you're not the only person on this planet. You know, we're all going through it. If you're a Christian, you're going through it. You know, and for me, that was something that I had to come to grips with. You know, it wasn't all about me. You know, it's all about Jesus, if you didn't understand that. It's all about him. And the most we do is we don't think about him as often as we should. You know, we're not getting the solutions to the things that are happening in our wildernesses because we've taken our eye off the prize. The prize is Jesus, always has been. You know, he is the only one that came and died on the cross for you. He is the only one that, you know, went through that incredible turmoil because he knew what the enemy's plan for us was. And he went through that because he loved you. Will he do that for each and every, for a single person? I believe he would have. You know, because the Bible says he doesn't want any of us not to see paradise with him. You know, he wants everybody to know him as their Lord and personal Savior. That's his goal. You know, and I'm not going to speculate on whether or not people aren't going to get there because I have no clue. You know, I'm just hoping and praying that I'll make it. And I hope I see you all there. All right? All right, next one. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But that with temptation, he will make a way of escape that you will be able to bear it. Now, I don't know about you, and I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but sometimes that doesn't seem like the case. You know, when you're going through that minefield that, you know, whether it's in the mind or whether it's actually what it is, you know, you often can't see that. You know, but I can tell you right now that that is absolutely the case because the next day things change. You know, the next day you've got that strength to push in that little bit harder to actually, you know, do the things that you're supposed to do, you know, pray for the things you're supposed to pray for, you know, to get that breakthrough. You know, that's what he wants. He just wants you to push in harder. Pastor Reg says it all the time, and I had no clue what he meant. I have a little bit more of an understanding now, but, you know, because I've started to see breakthroughs in some of those things that are happening in my life, you know, and so if that's what you want, you know, is God in control? Yeah, well, stop trying to run his show. That's a simple answer. You know, we all try to do it in our own strength, and we do not have it. We do not have that strength. You know, Jesus died, saved us, gave us some incredible, incredible giftings through his Holy Spirit. You know, to be able to fight off all of the things that will ever come into your life. He has already given you everything. He's given you everything. He's given you the way out. He's given you everything. All as you need to do is come into his presence more often. Think of him more often. Think of him. You know, because, you know, is he the God that can do this? You know, I believe he is. And I think the last scripture, is it? Yeah. And there it is. For with God, nothing is impossible. So no matter what it is you're going through, Jesus is the answer. No matter what solution you're looking for, Jesus is the answer. No matter how many things that have come against you in your life, Jesus is the answer. You know, we see the tapestry from the wrong side. What Jesus sees is the finished tapestry. He sees it exactly the way that he wants it to plan out. What we see is all these bits of string going every which way and none of it makes any sense. You know, but luckily we have a Saviour that knows exactly what's going on in each and every one of our lives and what he needs to do. The only thing that you have to do, or I have to do, is come into submission. You know, repent often. You know, I do that all the time, and I'm a sinner, so I got to repent. You know, we're all sinners. So we've all got to repent. So I've got to repent. And so I do that often and always. And you know, God blesses me and I'm thankful and praise Him. You know, I'm thankful and praise Him because He got me into this church. I thank and praise Him that He put me with some incredible people that run this church. And I am so grateful for that. You know, but I'm also grateful for the things that he does for people that we pray for. You know, we've seen some incredible breakthroughs. That's not about me. That's not about Pastor Reg. That's about God working His miracles in this amazing church. And so, you know, He wants to do those same miracles in your life. You know, if that's what you want Him to do, then you need to put yourself into submission for that. You need to, you know, you will come out of that wilderness experience and you will be better for it because you decided to take Jesus and you decided that you want Him more than you want anything else. And you want the blessing of Him over your life and over your all of the things that have come against you. You want Him to be in control. You don't want that. You know, you don't want any part of that because how well has it worked for you so far? You know, if you're like me, no, didn't work. And so just trust Him. Thank and praise Him. And you know, He will do the work for you. You know, you've already been praying to Him. Change your prayer into thanks and praise and turn it around from asking Him for something, thanking Him that He's done the work. You know, watch the change in your life. All right? That is it for me. I think, have I run over time? Too bad. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. All right. Just bow your heads, please. I don't know if there's anybody in this room that do not know Jesus as the Lord and personal Saviour, but if there is, you know, I just want to give you the opportunity that I was given, you know, and that I am forever grateful, you know, that God or Jesus chose me, you know, and I accepted Him. And, you know, if that's something that you haven't not done yet, and that's something that, you know, you want a part of that Jesus that I've been talking about that is able to solve these problems in your life because you've been struggling and you haven't been able to get that. If that's something that you want to do, I just want you to raise your hand. Any hand, it doesn't matter. And we'll pray for you. We'll also, you know, give you some reading material, you know, because this is important. You know, this is a great step. You know, the angels will be celebrating heaven for all those that give their heart to Jesus. We know that. You know, and so if that's something that you want to do, then just raise your hand. No? All right, then I'll just hand it back to the crew. Thank you. What have I got to do? What did I miss? Somebody. Who put their hand up? Somebody here. Yep, sorry. Could I have that notice? Thank you. Righto. All right, let's repeat this as a family. Let's repeat this all together. Salvation. Ready? Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in my heart that You sent Jesus to this earth and raised Him from the dead. I confess with my mouth this day that Jesus is now Lord of my life. Forgive me for the sins of my past. And I thank You, Jesus, for giving me the gift of eternal life. I choose to follow You all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If somebody will deal, give that lady the whatever, back to the... Thank you.
Okay, let's give Chazzy a round of applause, everyone.